The Spirit of Grace, July 12, our personal guide. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. Isaiah 30:21. I have no higher wish than to see our youth imbued with that spirit of pure religion which will lead them to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Go forth, young disciples of Christ, control the principle, clad in the robes of purity and righteousness. Your Savior will guide you into the position best suited to your talents and where you can be most useful. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1:5. Such a promise is of more value than gold or silver. If with a humble heart you seek divine guidance in every trouble and perplexity, his word is pledged that a gracious answer will be given you, and his word can never fail. As we near the end of time, falsehood will be so mingled with truth that only those who have the guidance of the Holy Spirit will be able to distinguish truth from error. We need to make every effort to keep the way of the Lord. We must in no case turn from his guidance to put our trust in man. The Lord's angels are appointed to keep strict watch over those who put their faith in the Lord, and these angels are to be our special help in every time of need. Every day we are to come to the Lord with full assurance of faith and to look to him for wisdom. Those who are guided by the word of the Lord will discern with certainty between falsehood and truth, between sin and righteousness. Emmanuel, God with us, this means everything to us. What a broad foundation does it lay for our faith? What a hope big with immortality does it place before the believing soul? God with us in Christ Jesus to accompany us every step of the journey to heaven. The Holy Spirit with us as a comforter, a guide in our perplexities to soothe our sorrows and shield us in temptation. He who does the will of God, who walks in the path that God has marked out, cannot stumble and fall. The light of God's guiding spirit gives him a clear perception of his duty and leads him aright till the close of his work.